Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Hi, this is Robin Masevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. So glad you've joined us this evening, or if you're going on demand after hours, we thank you for that as well. We're all ready to scoot at the table here and just have some transformational conversation with something always from the light spiritual perspective. So as usual, we have Mr. Wonderful Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Most excellent. Mr. Jamie calling Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh. And how is it in lovely Seattle this evening?
It's not as hot as everywhere else, and it's already September 4th, so
is that nice?
It's nice.
Yes. Can you believe it's already September?
Right.
I know. I sat down this morning, and I was just, like, thinking, I'm going, oh, my God, it's actually September.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we, like, blinked, and now it's September. It's amazing.
Right.
Yes. Yes,
amazing.
Yes. Well, tonight we have a guest chef in the house. Mr. Fleet Easton is in our house, and I have to give you a little bit of a backstory on how I know Mr. Fleet. A couple weeks ago, I got invited to go to the Interfaith Church out in Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs, California, as one of their inspirational speakers for a Wednesday night that they do. And I thought, hey, let me go out on that Sunday before that just to kind of do a little promo and get people knowing what I was going to talk about and what was going to happen. And they have a music performer there, Mr. Fleet, was just singing up a soul. He was singing from his soul that day, let me tell you. And I was just so enamored and just so pleased, and my heart just sang out with just all the wonderful performance that he did, that I knew I had to go say thank you so much from just singing from his heart. And he and I just hit it off so well that immediately I wanted to invite him onto the show, and we're just having all kinds of wonderful projects in the future for just thanks to that wonderful thing. So, Mr. Fleet, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Robin. I am so honored and thrilled that you would ask me to be on your wonderful show. I'd never heard your show before, but I'm going to be listening to it now, and thank you so very much.
Well, hopefully when you're not performing or have all these wonderful things that you're creating out in the Palm Springs or Hollywood or whatever, all these things you've got going on, my gosh, this guy is just so busy. You can take a few minutes out of your day and kind of call in and scoot up to the table, and hopefully you'll be able to participate in some of these wonderful light conversations we've been having.
Oh, I love it. It was so wonderful, like I said, connecting with you, and we went out and had lunch, and it's just like we're soulmates, like we've always known each other.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think that's such a wonderful thing. One of the reasons I really wanted to invite Fleet onto the show is after Sunday service when we went out, we got to just really sit down and get to know each other a little bit. And actually, one of our other regular diners, Mr. James, was with us. He was kind of assisting me with some video stuff. We're hoping to put some stuff on YouTube from my conversation I had last Wednesday night. So we'll be kind of keeping that kind of on the high key. We'll let you guys know about that once it's ready to be live on the internet. You know how wonderful
oh,
that
boy.
Is. I know.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping
there
to.
There you go.
You know. And just to kind of tease everybody, I'm going to be creating a Flowerful Living channel on YouTube. So be kind of looking for that in the next couple months. We'll be having Flowerful Living premiering, and it's going to be similar to this. We'll be having some chatting, but you actually get to see people and have some conversations. They actually see the food. We're going to have some food there because, you know, we're going to be making sure we go into some restaurants and actually having some stuff kind of live with that live food and live conversation and transforming just all kinds of things. So it's going to be very exciting. But anyway, less about me and more about Mr. Fleet, our entertainer for today. Fleet is he's an actor, he's a singer, he's a performer, he is just a man who is just, he's an entertainer extraordinaire. So I was just so thrilled to, like I said, it's just like we felt like it was two souls coming back together and saying, hey, how are you doing? let's kind of catch up with each other here. And but one of the conversations that Fleet and I had was with the conversation that we were having, everything that he was talking about with his promptings and things happening in his life, he was really comes from this space of I am willing. I am willing.
Right, exactly.
I was really wanting to Fleet to talk. Can you talk a little bit about that, maybe a couple of the for instances that you've had and just in how you've really allowed spirit to just guide your life and where you are with it right now? I think that'd be wonderful.
Well, spirit really does guide me, and I have a higher spiritual, my higher spiritual conscious voice. It speaks to me periodically. It tells me exactly what I'm supposed to do, and I just go with it. I know that whatever it tells me to do is what I'm supposed to do next in my life. It guided me through an album that I did, an inspirational album. I had no idea how to do this, but it said, don't worry, I will guide you and show you how to create. And every person that was involved in the project was just placed in front of me in a very quick time. And everyone got on board as an angel. They were each told that they were to be an angel, a part of the project, and to just to work with me and not charge me anything for it. So it was just a wonderful experience. And then I was singing with orchestras in Florida, and while one of the performances, my voice came in again and said, you've got to go to Palm Springs, California, because you're going to meet the people that are going to take you to the next level in your life, in your career. And I knew no one in Palm Springs, California, but I did look up and saw that there was a show performing here, a cabaret show. So I made a 3-day booking. I flew out. I did the one night with them, and as soon as I left the stage, a man grabbed me by the arm, and he was a manager, and he said, I think you're going to be somebody. I want to sign you, and I want to guide your career. And I knew exactly that was the destination I was supposed to come to meet, and it was the catalyst to get me here. I flew back to Florida the next day. I canceled all my bookings. I got in my car and drove directly to California, and I'm really, it's funny because I told you this, I'm really kind of glad that I was naive enough to think I could do it, because I was driving 300 or 400 miles a day, and I thought, well, what's the difference if I keep doing it and just going in a straight line? So that's what I did, and I kept thinking that I was like Lewis and Clark, trudging a path for my family to come behind me, and that's what's happening now. And the spiritual center came into my life. I had always been part of New Thought and spirituality, but I was trying to start a ministry, a musical ministry, at a Unity church here, and it just wasn't working. And it was really interesting. Some woman called me from Canada that I had met a long time ago, and she had been in Palm Springs, and we were talking, and out of the blue she said, there is a spiritual center at the Camelot Theater, and I think that's where you're supposed to be. So I went over on a Sunday, sat down front, and the musical director, I didn't know that he was leaving, and they had been treating for someone to replace him because he was leaving within a week or so, and he heard me. He asked me if I was a professional singer, and I said yes. He asked me if I had a demo. I said yes. So they took the demo, and then 2 days later they called me and said, you are hired, and you are it. You are now the musical director and the soloist for Interfaith Spiritual Center.
Whoa, talk about a whirlwind, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We need you, and you start on Tuesday. Okay, there we go.
Well, they were having guests. They were rotating guest singers along with the musical director. Well, when I came on board, they said, "Well, you're all of it now." So I have been. I'm the main soloist every Sunday now. I've been there for almost four and a half years.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what? And yes. I'm going to play one of Fleet's songs tonight. So next time we have Fleet on, I'm going to make sure that we get all of our stuff taken care of. Because for whatever reason, he sent me some stuff earlier today, and I'm really disappointed. I was wanting to definitely do that. Well, you want to sing something live? Hey, how about that, Fleet?
Well, you know, It's a divine order. If something is not working, it's because it wasn't meant to be at that time. And that's what we all need to understand and learn, that we're all guided and everything is for a reason and a purpose. And for you not being able to upload that tonight, to play it tonight, obviously there was a divine purpose and reason for that. And I think everything is, you know, to me, you've learned who I am. Everything is wonderful. And it's exactly, uh-huh. it's perfect what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But I'll sing
wow.
the first line. I'll sing the first line.
Yeah. Okay. That's wonderful.
I see the moonlight glistening your blue eyes, enlightening all my world tonight, glowing all around. I see the starlight brighten up your dark days, enchanting like a fairy tale from a land of make-believe. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that wonderful? What do you think, Jamie? I know. Isn't he awesome? You haven't even, like, seen him live. I'm telling you.
Do you do your own original? Is that an original there?
That is an original. When I was telling you about my inspirational album, at that time, I had a management, and they were playing it on internet radio stations all over the world, and it happened to be heard by the people that used to that were the vocal coach and discoverers of Charlotte Church. And,
oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah, and so he contacted my management and said, I would love to present this song for you to sing. And over the years now, he's presented me with a lot of originals that he's offered me to record.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's great.
It is.
I know. And
it, was,
and it just makes you want to sing. It just makes you want to sing. Come on.
Yeah, it was a divine destination that I was to have, and he's offered me to come to, the writer is Paul Weston, and he's offered me to come to Wales, that's where he lives, to record in his studio at Shabby Road Studios whenever I feel like I want to come.
How neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, I'll come and be your audience. How about that? I can hum. I'll hum it for you.
Okay.
go to Wales. Hey, I got my passport. We can do this. Oh, come on, Jamie. We're just going to go and do. We're going to go and support Mr. Flea here. It's all good.
It's all good.
So let's just kind of get everybody caught up quickly with what you have going on, Mr. Flea. He is now you're in your sixth episode of a YouTube show that's called
sitcom called Room for Rent.
Room
I just
for rent.
Shot episode six Sunday. Right now it's a webisode on the internet, but it is being shopped for network. I'm also getting ready to go back into rehearsal on a new musical called The Tin Can in Hollywood, and people can check that out also at thetincan.org. It's a fabulous musical, and that was another divine destination that was meant for me. I was at a party in Hollywood, and I was singing at the piano Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and the creator of the musical started singing with me, and we just connected immediately, like we were also old souls. And she started telling me about she'd written this musical. It took 10 years to write, and that she's going to produce it, wants to take it to Broadway. And she said, I know you're Harry, the homeless man in the show, and it's all based on Harry and this little girl who live on the street. And the music is just incredible, and we'll be doing a showcase of the music on November 15th at the Hollywood Women's Club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Say that again, November 15th?
November 15th, I'll be doing a showcase of the music at the Hollywood Women's Club. It's going to be a wonderful evening. It's going to be a red carpet event with the Klieg lights and everything, and a banquet. It's $60 a person. And then that same evening, before I do the presentation, I will be receiving the Touching Lives Humanitarian Award from Elvis Presley's stepbrother. I think he's a presenter. I'm going to be receiving that for my lifetime of all the charity work that I have done for every organization there is. That's one of my big things in my life. I am a firm believer to move forward, you must give back. And all of my life, I've always been involved in some type of charity work. Since I've been in Palm Springs, I've raised so much money for the Palm Springs Animal Shelter, and I've done shows for Well in the Desert, which is a homeless shelter here. And for a period of time. I used to feed the homeless every day, 5 days a week. It's just something that is very, very important to me in my life.
Well, you know what, and I think one thing I love about just the different stories that you've told me since I've met you is, you know, you are a guardian angel, Philippe. You just really are.
Oh.
I know you
know.
I've
had five people tell me that.
Don't talk like that, but you really are.
No, but, you know, it's really interesting because I've had five people within my life, probably in the last year or so, that said you're an earth angel here on a mission. And I guess I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And you know, and I've had the privilege to see your wings. So there you go. It's just awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. You're very kind.
Oh well, it seems like I said we're having a little love fest when it comes to just meeting all that kinds of stuff. So, yes, it's just all kinds of. Yeah, why not? Thank you, Jamie. Why not?
There
exactly.
You go.
Because Jamie is really interesting because Jamie actually does tattooing. So he's really into the whole creative arts and helping people to express themselves on that level, which is really cool.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Yeah. So what other events do you have coming?
Well, I do what I can.
There you go. And he does. He does a marvelous job with that. Big-hearted and just there to help serve people and have them feeling good about themselves and expressing themselves out in the world. What else do you have going on, Philippe, that we want to know about? And how can people get a hold of you if they're wanting to book you for any kind of events or things they want to let you know about?
Well, if you're in Palm Springs for the next three Fridays, this Friday, following Friday, and Friday after that, I'll be appearing at the Hyatt Hotel with Shelley Michelle from Las Vegas. And that's going to be a really wonderful show. She's a world-known body double. She body doubles for Julia Roberts. And you can see a lot of her work in Pretty Woman. Yeah, that's it, Pretty Woman. And she also is a world-renowned Marilyn impersonator, Marilyn Monroe. You know, right here in Palm Springs right now, we're having the big Marilyn Monroe statue. So we're having Marilyn Forever season right now. I'm doing that. And then I'm getting ready to open a new hotel and restaurant in Palm Springs. It's called Table 111 is the restaurant. And the hotel is called the Pool House on 111. And I'll be appearing there on Friday nights starting in October. And then let's see what else I have. Oh, and if they want to get in touch with me, they can go to my website, which is FleetEaston.com. That's my website. Or if they want to contact me also by email, it's FleetEaston@yahoo.com.
There you go. How much easier can it get? That's pretty darn easy. And if you want to see him online, just go to YouTube, put Philippe Easton in there, and there's at least, I don't know, at least eight or nine really wonderful YouTubes up there of you just singing up a storm.
I've got inspirational stuff on there. I've got the Lord's Prayer and stuff. You know, even though I do a lot of Broadway and pop and things like that, my music that really I love to do and really touches me is anything that's inspirational. I did a show Saturday night at Azul here, and I decided I was going to do an inspirational song, and I wasn't sure how it was going to go over. That people went crazy over it. And
good. That's awesome.
I was, you know, in a nightclub doing that, but they went crazy. They loved it. Yeah, on Saturday night also, they unveiled you know how Fardy's is in New York with all the portraits on the wall? Well, Saturday night, they unveiled my portrait on the wall at Azul as one of the entertainers that has performed there during its lifetime. So I will be on the wall there forever and ever.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. Yeah, and if anybody's interested in the Pool House or wanting to know more about Table 111, I had the privilege of going over and checking out the facilities, and it's just going to be one of those really wonderful places to just check out, and, rooms are going to be very affordable, and starting in October, so that's some place that you could be checking out, and it's a nice intimate place, but yet it's a very beautiful place, and pretty much just really down in the older downtown area of Palm Springs, which is just delightful. Mm-hmm. You can go down there and hang out and have a wonderful time.
We're very fortunate to have a world-renowned set designer from Hollywood who's going to be doing all the interiors, and it's going to be very reminiscent of the Beverly Hills Hotel. So it's going to be a really wonderful place. And I got to tell you this: I just found out that I think all of our rooms are sold out for the whole year, but we will have rooms available. One of the studios is purchasing the rooms for their employees, so when they want to get away. But when they're not in town, the rooms will be available.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing
mm-hmm.
I really want to thank you for, Fleet, is he and his partners with some of the developments that they're wanting to do in the Palm Springs area are really just wanting to bring Palm Springs back into the show, you know, just celebrating the best of Palm Springs and really bringing it back up to a level that it was before we had the recession and all that going on. So I really want to thank you for that. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
having a total rebirth and just even making it that much better if it's possible of, you know,
you can feel it in the valley. There's a rebirth happening here, and we're coming back up now. And that's what my business partner and I want to do, bring it back to what it was, the glory of it, when it was the day of the playground of, like, the rich and famous and stuff, but affordable for the average person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people.
Will be very affordable.
I was talking to three or four people this weekend before the Labor Day weekend, and like all of them are going to Palm Springs for a quick little weekend away.
We get a lot of people that come here. It's a great place. It's a little village, and it's wonderful because everybody kind of knows everybody, and it's just a nice little homey town that you can feel very comfortable in and get away from the big city of the hustle and bustle of bumper-to-bumper traffic and all, and it's really a wonderful place to live. And, you know, this is a spiritual vortex. I don't know if you knew that. That the Coachella Valley, Coachella means the hand of God. And people are brought here not just to come here because they want to. People are led here for a reason. Just as my story, I told you how I was sent here by my spiritual voice. I have so many stories like that of friends who they don't know why they came here, but they had to be here. Something brought them here, and everybody comes here to meet their destination of whatever it is. One of my friends from Hollywood, he's very big in the business, and he was getting very tired of, you know, how Hollywood can be. So he decided he was going to move to Colorado. Well, he came out for a weekend. He went up on one of the mountains, sat there, and a voice said, "You've got to stay here, and you're going to write a book." And this was not in his intention at all. So he stayed, wrote a book. It now has been picked up by Hollywood, one of the studios, and it's going to be produced into a feature film. And he's going back to Hollywood now. Instead of as an underling, he's going to be in a position of power. So everybody is led here for some reason because of the spiritual vortex here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the other guys that I had met on Wednesday night was saying that he had originally been in the Pasadena area and got called to come to Palm Springs, and he felt like he had gone there for purification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like just like you're saying, it's just it's kind of a way of, you know, clearing out your soul. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing I think that a lot of people don't realize is being out in the desert is such a beautiful environment.
Oh, it is.
There's just such a cleansing, purifying thing to go out there. Especially when you got a big bottle of water, you're good to go. No.
Well, we're having a little humidity right now.
I've got my provisions. I'm good. Okay, I can enjoy the
living
out here.
Well, we're having some humidity right now, so it is a little warm, but it's nothing
uh-huh.
that's not tolerable. It's good for
uh-huh.
your skin. It keeps your skin nice and moist.
It's good for your skin. The positive. Let's make it put it in the positive. Is that normal for you guys to be humid like that in the summer?
This is very unusual. This is the first year that I've ever felt a humidity like this. There is a change going on here. I don't know what it is. I know that they're building a lot more golf courses. I think we have 160 golf courses in the valley.
Oh, my.
And with all the swimming pools, it is changing the dynamics of the valley.
Golf courses.
Huh? Do you think that's enough golf courses?
Yeah, personally.
I don't think so, but with all the watering and all the pools and stuff, it's changing the whole dynamic of the weather here. So we are experiencing more humidity than we normally have been.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Well, I mean, you know, we could say it's isolated to just that purpose or whatever, but we've been having conversations for the last, what, a year and a half, I think, Jamie, about how the jet stream has changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the weather patterns and everything else that has been happening, and that the polar shifts of having things about, you know, because, I mean, the northern lights are happening down in Florida. I mean, it's quite amazing, all the different phenomena.
In the Beverly Hills area, I understand there was some earthquakes in Beverly Hills, like, the last couple of days.
Yeah, we've been having a little bit of shaking going on just in the last, like,
right.
2 or 3 weeks. There's been stuff going on. Even ironically, I'm usually in the car when it happens. I don't know.
Right.
I was going to say, and it's amazing because I have not felt one of those since they've been happening the last couple of weeks. And when I first moved here, I felt them, even the smallest ones, like at one point, I could feel it. I haven't felt anything here. I don't know other people are, but I guess I'm becoming acclimated to it and I don't even notice
driving. Well, you're an earth angel, you just don't feel it like other people do. I mean, not that we're special, but there's just something about that, you know. I think we're a little bit off, that we're about like 2 inches off the ground most of the time. People don't realize that. They think we're wearing heels when we're actually just kind of levitating a little bit. So, anyway, one of those secrets.
I'll accept that. I will back out of you. Exactly.
That sounds wonderful. Well, you know what? It's been a half hour, and we thank you so much for Mr. Fleet for joining us again tonight. So tell everybody again how they could reach you really quickly here. So we have
They can reach me at Fleet Easton, FLEETEASTON, at yahoo.com or fleeteaston.com. That's my website. And also I have a spot on there that they can contact me through that. And you can also look me up on Facebook.
Yeah, and please, you know, take the time to go check him out on YouTube and just enjoy a few songs that are just out there to enjoy him. And, again, thank you for really listening to your spirit and coming from the place of I am willing. May we all be in that place of opening our hearts and just knowing that we're guided in each moment with love and protection from our angelic hosts. So thank you.
Well, as I was telling you, I just say yes. If something comes to me, I say yes, because you never know what treasure is waiting for you at that destination.
There you go. Very good. All right. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Love you so
this
much.
This has
Have
been another wonderful
night.
Evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.